Lesson number 3. Isolated phoneme changes in the southeastern United States dialect. Now, many different regions in the eastern part of the United States have one important trait in common, and that's the dropping of the R when it comes in medial or final position. Now, most of the areas that we consider to be part of the southern dialect region indeed do have this R drop. There are exceptions. There are places in the south where you do a hard R, and we'll look at those a little bit later in relationship to specific regional variations. But if you've been studying the British dialect, you find that the general southern dialect has a very, very similar R drop to it. The only major difference being that where the British tap medial R between two vowels, very sorry, those are going to be pronounced very sorry in the southern region. Now, if the R comes at the end of a word and is followed by a word beginning in a vowel, that's also tapped in British, and in the southern, you'll find that that R just drops. So if you can say something like Trevor Adams, in British you'd get a tap Trevor Adams, and in southern you'd just do Trevor Adams, where you'd still drop that R, and you wouldn't carry over in the general southern. Now, there are a lot of different situations in which this R drop occurs. And I'm going to go systematically through different situations, R's in combination with different vowels, and look at how those work. Now, the first one is the medial ER, as in bird and earth, which in the general southern dialect simply drops out to bird, earth. It's almost like a German umlaut sound with the lips coming forward, very similar to the British sound. The only difference being that the British sound bird is going to tend to have an upward lift, bird, and the Southern American is going to have the typical Southern lilt of bird, bird. But in isolation, the sounds are fairly similar. Word list, A, German, German, earth, earth, curse, curse. Thirsty, thirsty, earnest, earnest. Sentences B. Herman was the first to win 30 games. Herman was the first to win 30 games. C. The search for the cursed pyramid left them powerfully thirsty. The search for the cursed pyramid left them powerfully thirsty. Now, in parts of the Deep South and plantation areas, you're going to hear a different version of this. You're going to hear almost an oi sound, almost as if it were a Brooklynese sound intruding there. In the plantation areas of the Carolinas, of Mississippi, you wouldn't have German. You'd have German, German, earth, curse, thirsty. So let's look at just one of those sentences again. Herman was the first to win 30 games. And the search for the cursed pyramid left them powerfully thirsty. Now, let's go on to the ER sound, the er sound, when it comes at the ends of words. And here, we're just basically going to be a simple R drop similar to the British. Word list A. Dodger. Dodger. Runner. Runner. Her. Her. Player. Player. Blur. Blur. Sentences B. The runner staggered over the hill and then became a blur. The runner staggered over the hill and then became a blur. C. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. Just a reminder as we go on here to remember to keep working on the lilt that we taught in the last few lessons so that, again, these don't become isolated changes. They are changes which aren't all that clearly connected with the lilt, but they're still done in the presence of the lilt. So still work on that. Let's look now at a couple of the ah drops that add an extra schwa sound at the end of the vowel in place of the ah. The e sound, ear, which becomes ea in Southern. Word list A, gear, gea, weird, weird, steer, stea, clear, clear. Sentences B, I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. C. Don't jeer at me. I'm not weird. Don't jeer at me. I'm not weird. Now, again, if we have a very intensified part of the southern region, we might put even a little yeah in there and have gea, stea, clea. So you get even more of an extension, and you can work it just as you did the major lilt extensions in the last lesson. Looking at one of the sentences, I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. All right, moving on to the next one of the R drops. Again, adding a schwa on the air sound, air. Word list A, hair. Pair, pair. Air. Fair, fair. Sentences B. The flu scare is really hard to bear. The flu scare is really hard to bear. C. There is an air of excitement, which is rare. There is an air of excitement, which is rare. Again, in some of the mountain regions and some of the deeper south plantation regions, you can again have an intrusive y sound, and you could do haya, paya, aya. And in the very, very strongest regions, it could almost turn into an a sound. Haya, paya, aya, faya. The flu scare is really hard to bear. There's an air of excitement, which is rare. But for the general American speech, you can just do that simple extension into the schwa on the R drop. Another one of the R drops that adds a schwa in its place is the oo sound, as in your becoming your. Word list A. Sure, sure. Your, your. Endure, endure. Allure, allure. Sentences B. You're sure you can endure the long tour? You're sure you can endure the long tour? C. The poor broker tried to insure the alluring gem. The poor broker tried to insure the alluring gem. And again, in the deepest regions, this might even migrate more toward an O sound. The poor broker tried to ensure the lowering gem. Now looking at the O sound. Now you remember back in the earlier part of the tape that the O represented one of the major lilt extensions. Now when it's followed by an R, the same thing's going to happen. You drop the R as in four becoming fall, but it does will have the tendency to also go into that extra little W sound, fawa, dawa, befawa. So, again, just the word list, basically the same words we just said. Four, fawa, door, dawa, before, befawa, more, mawa. Sentences. 40 gory creatures poured through the French doors. 40 gory creatures poured through the French doors. C. The spores were retrieved from the core of the ornament. The spores were retrieved from the core of the ornament. And again, in the very intense regions, in the plantation regions, sometimes the mountain regions, you can almost go again to an O. Faw. Dull. Befall. Fawdy, gory creatures pawed through the French dull. Almost going to a full O. Now the last of the R drops is on the R sound, like heart, which is a simple drop again without a schwa, heart. Word list, A, don't forget to do the lilt. Star, star. Mar, ma. Retard, retard. Harm, harm. B, I played cards in the cardinal's garden. I played cards in the cardinal's garden. C. The archer got out of the arbor unharmed. The archer got out of the arbor unharmed. And also, this one, just as the ah by itself sometimes took a major schwa extension with a W, awa, this one can do that, and it can go as far again as to sounding almost like an O. Star, maw, retard. I played cards in the cardinal's garden. And again, depending on the character you play and the part of the South they're from, the intensity that you and your director want to impose on this, you may or may not want to carry it that far with all of these R drops. Now, there are some more isolated phoneme changes, sound changes, or pronunciation changes in the Southern dialect, besides these R drops. Now, the first one isn't really that much of a change for most Americans, because we do it anyway in almost all parts of the country, and that's to substitute a D for a medial T sound. Like, we don't say British, usually, we say British in the States. And this becomes very much a hard feature of the Southern dialect. So I'll pronounce it two ways, first using the medial T, and then going over and substituting that American, and especially American Southern, D substitution. Word list A. British. British. Remember to do the lilt. Matter. Matter. After. After. Better. Better. Sentences B. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. C. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. Now, an additional change for the Southern dialect, and one that you get in a lot of regions in the United States, a lot of dialects, is the tendency to drop the G part of the ING endings. And again, there are going to be some Southerners who are going to pronounce INGs. They're going to say dipping instead of dipping. But for the most part, you're going to do the drop. So let's look at some words. A. Dipping. Dipping. Ripping. Ripping. Writing. Writing. Finding. Finding. Now, of course, when you have an ing word that is not an ing verb ending, like thing, it's not going to go thin. It's going to be normally, just pronounced normally, thing, thing. Although there are times in the Deep South when you will pronounce it thang. When that S sound, ing sound, will change to ang. Let's look at some sentences then. B. The stockings were being stuffed with packages with bright wrapping. The stockings were being stuffed with packages with bright wrapping. Mr. Reed is writing and reporting the findings of this thing. Mr. Reed is writing and reporting the findings of this thing. Now, The last of these isolated changes again involves a vowel. It's the vowel E when it comes at the end of a word, usually in L-Y endings. Now, these are usually not stressed syllables, so they're not going to do the E lilt extension that we were talking about earlier in the tape. They're going to do basically the same thing that happens in British, which is that they're going to soften to an S sound. So instead of mostly, you can get mostly, 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 and have an S sound instead of an E. Let's look at this briefly. Word list A. 20, 20. 30, 30. Foggy, foggy. Lovely, lovely. Almighty, almighty. And a few sentences. Everybody has the ability to be mighty. Everybody has the ability to be mighty. Generally, Hornsby's parties are lovely. Generally, Hornsby's parties are lovely. So you can see it's not just the L-Y endings that it's limited to. It's almost any situation where the word ends in that E sound. This, then, is the end of the lesson on the isolated pronunciation changes in the Southern United States dialect.